called throughout the country, but not enough to change what we all knew was going to be the outcome today. Donald Trump has prevailed, as you said, Brianna, in the official counting of the electoral votes in states across the country today, making him the 45th president of the United States. But just as we saw during the election, even this formality came with plenty of drama.
Electors may be carrying out their official function in selecting a president on behalf of the voters they represent today, but they won't be able to heal the political wounds still raw.
You don't deserve to be in America!
And on display at state houses across the nation. One of those electors in New York, former President Bill Clinton, cast his vote for Hillary Clinton, smiling but candid about the forces he saw conspiring against his wife.
I watched her battle through that bogus email deal. She fought through everything, and she prevailed against it all. But, you know, then with the end, we had the Russians and the FBI deal, which she couldn't prevail against that. But she did everything else and still won by 2.8 million votes.
Pushing back on those hard feelings, Donald Trump railed against the idea advocated by some Democrats that electors revolt and throw the election to the House of Representatives, tweeting, "If my many supporters acted and threatened people like those who lost the election are doing, they would be scorned and called terrible names." Trump now defends the Electoral College, a system he once slammed as unfair.
And I never appreciated it until now, how genius it was, what they had in mind.
President Obama told National Public Radio Democrats have bigger problems than an election system he's described as antiquated.
If we're not showing up, if we're not in there making an argument, then we're going to lose. And we can lose badly, and that's what happened in this election.